选择。
Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Barbarossa Grau.
And this is Sheikh Muzaffar.
Today we're going to have a fan-dabby-dozy discussion about how fasting helps your taqwa.
How fasting helps your taqwa.
Taqwa, yes. God consciousness, as we stated in the previous episode.
That's right, God consciousness, God weariness, to be afraid of Allah, afraid of doing the wrong thing. Now, taqwa has levels.
Levels?
Yeah. So the lowest level of taqwa...
Which level are you on?
I don't know. So the low...
No. What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know which level of taqwa. What are you talking about? I don't know.
Not much of a sheikh then, are you?
Excuse me?
Well, you can't even assess your own level of taqwa.
What is that? Okay, well, let's get back to the... So, taqwa has levels.
Weird. What? I bet you're in a very low level. I bet your level is like... 1 or 2 or something. So which level are you on?
I'm one level higher than you.
Hey, you can't say that.
Well, you called for it.
No, that's out of order. You insulted me. You insulted a believer. That's a sin. That's a sin. You just committed a sin. You hypocrite.
What?
You're lecturing people about taqwa. When you just committed a sin.
Well, he's got a point. In fact, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, the one who insults a believer is as one who is on the verge of ruin.
I'll tell you what, I'll apologize if you apologize.
I'll apologize if you apologize.
No, you apologize.
No, you.
No, you. No, you. Let's both apologize simultaneously at the count of 3.
That's physically impossible. Okay, you know what? I will be the bigger man and I will apologize first. I'm sorry.
Good. You should be.
So, the lowest form... Can we continue now?
Yes.
Good. So, the lowest form or level of taqwa is to not commit sins, to refrain from all those things which are haram and to do all your wajibat.
Really? That's the lowest level?
That's the lowest level.
The lowest? I thought that was the highest.
No, that's the base, that's the foundation of the building. Taqwa is built on that. You know, if somebody has God consciousness, they would never do something which is haram. They would stay away from sins.
So how does fasting help us to have more taqwa?
That's a good question. You see, when we fast, Allah gives us strength.
Strength? But we get weaker.
No, actually, we get stronger within. And I'll explain how. You see, the shaitan plays a trick on us. What he does is he makes us think we are not strong enough to refrain from sins. And so, all year round, he makes us think that we're so weak that we can't turn down those things which are haram and do all of the things which are wajib. He makes us think it's impossible.
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 Impossible. And sometimes it does seem impossible.
Sometimes it does seem impossible. But you see, in the month of Ramadan, Allah teaches us that we not only have the strength and willpower to stay away from haram things, we even have the strength to keep away from things which are normally halal.
Yes, like drinking and eating and...
Yes, other things. So Allah is actually teaching us that we have the power to be self-disciplined, to build our strength, and to say no to those things which the dunya presents to us.
So basically...
Yeah?
Taqwa is a superpower.
You could say that, yeah. Taqwa is a kind of superpower. If you can have self-control, self-discipline, if you can build your taqwa in the month of Ramadan, and you can refrain from sins throughout the month, then imagine what you could do in the entire year. The holy month of Ramadan is showing us and proving to us that we have what it takes to be the best Muslims we can be.
Ramadan Kareem!
Okay, we'll see you next time then.
What kind of way is that to end a show?
Wherever you are.
Could you stop being so grouchy? It's gonna be iftar time soon.
Your taqwa level is definitely a 1, maximum 2.